good. We go back. We have more questions from YouTube Live and Facebook Live. Happy to get those questions coming in. From YouTube Live, Mark, we have Soldier of Christ 111, who, by the way, is the superior of Soldier of Christ 112. I just want you to know that. What is your opinion on Fatima and the end of the world, Mark?
Well, my opinion on Fatima, hey, I love Fatima. In fact, Ignatius Press is having a pilgrimage to Fatima coming in May. So this is a great question.
Shameless plug, Mark.
Is this a shill out there? Probably Tony Ryan, our marketing department, calling in or sending a YouTube message just to get me to talk about our Fatima pilgrimage coming up in May. Let me take the second part, though, now that I put the commercial in for the Fatima pilgrimage. Yeah, what do I believe? I believe there will be an end of the world. I believe there will be an end of history where all that God's purpose will come to fruition. Are we living near that end? Well, I don't know. Could be. Might not be. Might not be another 1,000 years, 10,000 years, 100,000 years. I don't know. But I do know that there will be an end, and Jesus will come again in glory, and there will be a transformation of the order of history as we know it. Now, what about Fatima? Well, do I believe in Fatima? I believe in Fatima with a kind of human faith and confidence. Fatima refers to a town in Portugal at which Our Lady appeared to three children 100 years ago. This is the anniversary of those apparitions, in which she called people to repentance, to praying the rosary, and warned of things that were coming, could come in the century to come, if people didn't repent and turn away from their sins. So that was the one of many apparitions in history that the church has approved, in the sense of saying this is consistent with what we believe, the message is consistent with what we believe, that what's being called for here in this apparition is good and promotes holiness and so on. The church doesn't require us to believe it. So in that sense, it's not part of the Catholic faith. It certainly is consistent.